Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our scripture today comes from 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, starting with verse 14. Mm-hmm. That's 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, starting with verse 14. Mm-hmm. I am reading from the NIV Bible. Mm-hmm. Verse 14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Mm-hmm. Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Mm-hmm. What harmony is there between Christ and Baal? Mm-hmm. Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? Mm-hmm. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? Mm-hmm. For we are the temple of the living God, as God has said, mm-hmm. I will walk with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Mm-hmm. Verse 17, therefore come out from them and be separated, says the Lord. Mm-hmm. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. Mm-hmm. And I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Amen. I want to speak today on the very topic, a lifestyle change. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The scripture mentions that we should not be yoked, associated, or unequally bound with unbelievers. Hmm. Let's break down the meaning of this. Hmm. We work with, maybe even live with, those who do not believe. We have relatives that do not believe. We have friends that do not believe. Mm. Is this scripture telling us that we should have no association with them at all? Mm-mm. The Amplified Version states in verse 14,
yes.
Do not be unequally bound together with unbelievers. Do not make mismatched alliances with them. Inconsistent with your faith.
Okay.
The key to this is not allowing your belief in God to be compromised by those that you associate with.
Okay.
So how does this happen? This happens when you are with friends, co-workers, or relatives that do or say things that do not line up with the Word of God, and you allow yourself to be a part of it. Hmm. Their behavior is inconsistent with your faith. Hmm. The term mismatched alliances means that their own self-interest is more important than you and your faith in God.
Wow.
Anytime you deal with someone that cares more about themselves than you, then you are unequally bound in that relationship. Hmm. As I mentioned in a recent sermon, a relationship must be equal and not one-sided, right?
Right.
Now, before you start deleting your contacts, all your contacts in your phone, this scripture does not state that you should not be around all non-believers, okay?
Right.
See, we got some unbelievers live a pretty respectful life. God was not talking about them. There are some of those unbelievers that I just mentioned who are living a respectful life. They're open to receiving the message of God, and they're watching you, everything that you do. They're watching what you say. They're watching your behavior. And if they see signs of God in you, you could easily sway them toward God, mm-hmm. being a living witness. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? Letting go of friends, families, and others who are contrary to your walk is hard.
Yep.
I have been there, and I know from experience. Mm-hmm. I want to share something with you guys. I'm going to let you in on a little secret about what my past experiences in hope that this will aid you in the future. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I wasn't always walking with God. But you can't judge me because everybody else hasn't always been walking with God. Amen?
Right.
Sure, I was saved, but I was not living or acting like a child of God. I had a reputation when I was younger, and people even today still expect me to act the same way I did back then. Can you relate to that?
Yeah.
While I don't act the same way, people still try to get me to act the old way, whether I want to or not. You see, they were more comfortable dealing with the old me than the new me. Why? The old me had no issues with what they said, how they said it, or how they acted. Mm-hmm. I acted just like they did. No, it was no problem. Okay? It simply didn't matter to me whether I lined up with the Word of God or not. Okay? I didn't know the Lord like I know him now.
Amen.
I didn't know this scripture. Or if I did, I didn't pay it any mind. Now, I can't get any more honest than that, okay?
That's pretty honest.
By the grace of God, let me repeat that line, by the grace of God, my relationship with him has changed as I got to know him, and as a result, I made a lifestyle change, listen to me, saints, where I do not hang out with my old crowd. I do not entertain any of their old ways and have moved forward without them. Now, folks, this was a very difficult process because we as humans are creatures of habit.
That's true.
I was used to being around them, doing what they did, and enjoying the whole thing for years.
Wow.
But God touched my life, and the lifestyle change is evidence of that by his grace. Now in verse 15 and 16 it says, what harmony is there between Christ and Bela, or Satan? What does a believer have in common with the non-believer? What agreement is there between the temple and God of God and idols? Meaning you worshiping something else besides God. For we are the temple of the living God. Let me explain this even further. God's way and the way of the unbeliever is contrary. You see, if we are the temple of God, so we are a witness for God.
Yeah.
So how can we walk with God and walk as the world walks? How can we talk for God but talk like the world? I don't have to elaborate what that means, okay? Here is what God says to us if we change our lifestyle for him. He said, I will walk with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Amen? Well, as I have stated before, there was no room for God in my life, past life, because I gave no thought of my actions or the consequences. Even though I was saved, I did not have a relationship with God, and my life reflected that. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed that the same problems your unbelieving friends have, you have too? You ever wonder why? Well, whatever you sow, you will reap. If you're around unbelievers and act the way that they do, then you are sowing unrighteous seeds in your life, and your problems are a result of that. God holds you responsible when you decide to follow him. Okay?
Amen.
He loves you and expects you to be like him, not like the world. Okay? Now, if you think about it, if everybody really takes an honest look at their lives and who they're hanging out with, you know what I'm saying between unbelievers and those who are on the fence, okay?
Amen.
Now, we've all been on the fence, straddling between being righteous and being unrighteous, straddling between going to church and not going to church.
Mm-hmm.
Am I being honest?
Mm-hmm.
And if you really look, you know what friends I'm talking about in your life that are unbelievers. And you know what they do. You hang with them because you're so used to it. It feels good. It's no problem. Oh, they can't pull me down. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. But if we take an honest look and say, you know what? You may have a point, Pastor. You may have a point. Because if you think about it, some of the problems that are happening to these unbelievers are the same problems happening to me because I am unevenly yoked and hanging out with them.
Right.
Now in verses 17 and 18, God makes this promise to us. Mm-hmm. He says, therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing and I will receive you. Okay, let me break that down before I go to 18, okay? He says, come out from them and be separate. Meaning, stop hanging out with them. Stop doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I didn't call you to be hang out with the world. I called you to be out of that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, in other words, God said, I'm trying to do you a favor here, okay? It would be to your benefit to listen to me, okay? Mm-hmm. He says in 17, therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, and I will be a father to you, and you will be a son, be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. See, God has told us to come out away from them in our past lives. He said to touch no unclean thing, meaning do not fellowship with those particular unbelievers. He further states that when you start being away from them and start being closer to God, he will be a father to you and you will be his sons and daughters. That's what God says in this scripture. Now, let me talk about the greatest example of a lifestyle change in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Paul. Mm-hmm. Okay? As you may remember, and I'm assuming you guys have read the life of Paul. If not, read the life of Paul. It's very interesting. As you may remember, Paul used to be called Saul and was a great enemy of Christians. In fact, he was hanging out with unbelievers because he was an unbeliever. And his life showed that. In fact, he was the ringleader. He used to persecute Christians. Okay, that's how far his unbelief was. He had many friends who thought the same way he did, and they helped him. They thought like he did, acted like he did, etc. They were unbelievers just like Saul. You see, the good Lord caught up with Saul on the road to Damascus and asked him specifically, why do you persecute me? Mm-hmm. Saul became blind. Y'all know the story. He met with a disciple named Ananias, who baptized him, and Saul became Paul. Name change, right? Meaning his old life was gone, and the rest is history. He was no longer an unbeliever and worked with the same zeal that he persecuted Christians for Christ. He made a lifestyle change. God made Saul become Paul for this lifestyle change. Now, there were those who still didn't believe like Paul did. They were still unbelievers. And I'm sure when they saw him preaching, they was like, look, that's the same dude we used to hang out with. And they probably tried to pull him back. Hey, Paul, come on over, man. We're just hanging out. But Paul couldn't hang out with him anymore. They wasn't on the same page as Paul. They didn't have the same drive as Paul. They wasn't on the same mission as Paul. And your unbelieving friends aren't on the same mission with you. If you think about it, okay? You're pulling toward God, and you don't want anything pulling you back away from God, correct?
That's right.
That's why Paul had to make a lifestyle change. He stopped hanging around unbelievers and started hanging around other believers. His words and actions represented God, and he gave up that old life. And Paul had a relationship with God, which is why his lifestyle changed, okay? We have a decision to make in our lives as well. Do we want to continue straddling the fence between unbelief and belief by who we associate ourselves with. Do we really want to walk with God, or are we happy hanging out with those who do not edify us or the God that we love? Do we want to separate ourselves from those who sin continuously so we can grow in God? Do we want to continue a path to nowhere, because that's where it's headed, when we can do a lifestyle change? A lifestyle change, y'all. Do we understand that we need to have a relationship with God? I'm going to say that again. Do we now understand that we need to have a relationship with God in order to complete any lifestyle change? Am I right? Amen, somebody. Amen, walls. Amen, somebody. The gist of this is, this whole scripture is about the fact that we can't keep living our lives like we did prior to us coming to the Lord. Mm-hmm. There comes a time when we all need to make some kind of lifestyle change in how we're living. Mm-hmm. We cannot keep living the old way and expect God to bless us the new way. Mm-hmm. Things got to change. There has to be some kind of change. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can really change your lifestyle is through God. Please get a relationship with him. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word, Lord. Thank you, Father, for showing us the errors of our ways, Father. We pray that we will not be unevenly yoked, Lord. We pray that we'll change our lives truly for you, Lord, and that you'll help us to do so, Lord. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you just be with us. Help us to make these tough decisions regarding who we're with and who we're not with, who we're hanging out with, what we're doing and how we're doing it, Father. For we are the temple of God, and we need to start acting like that, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this word. It touched all of us, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that it'll touch many, Father, that people will hear it and understand that, you know what, I can't keep straddling the fence. I need to just commit myself to you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we just ask that you help us all make this lifestyle change. Father, may your word go forth. I thank you for it. May you be glorified in it. I thank you, Lord, and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.